countries via over 60 radio stations. CTS Productions. Clearing the static to bring you great radio.
Welcome to Clearing the Static. It's the radio show that talks about radio. I am the radio kid, Bob Cavanaugh, here for 2213.
Yes, 22. Maybe that's why we had so many technical difficulties getting started here. Because it's
You know what? You're probably right about that. Dang it, you're probably right about that. Jeez, out of all the bad luck. So we do have some radio things to discuss this time around, and we're all good to go here, and we're gonna start with a sale here that we did that last time. That's perfect, because we did leave off some stories from last time, and so we will start in Washington and Oregon here as well, as Nomi Rodriguez is acquiring 94.1 KYJJ Boardman, Oregon, and 104.5 KZJJ Mesa, Washington, from Zena HD Solutions for $600,000. Rodriguez, doing business as Elkhorn Media, operates both stations under the regional Mexican Que Buena brand. The company also owns La Raza 100.1, KQFO, Pasco, and Spanish adult hits La Caliente 99.5, KZLY in Iron, Oregon. So some sales in the Pacific Northwest just for Bob.
Okay, yeah, and I don't have much to say about this, although it may get a mention later in the program.
It may get a mention later in the
Yes, I guess when we get there, we'll talk.
Okay. You think we'll get there? Okay. I'm interested. I am definitely interested. Okay. All right. So we are moving now to Tucson, Arizona. Bustis Media is expanding its holdings in Tucson, Arizona. Bustis has agreed to acquire regional Mexican La Poderosa 105.3 KZLZ from Todd Robinson's KZLZ LLC from $1.4 million. Bustis Media will begin operating the station by a time brokerage agreement on April 1st. KZLZ is a Class C operating with 580 watts, 580 meters. KZLZ becomes Bustis's fourth brand in Tucson, joining Urbana 92.5, Translator, KZLZ HD2, Rhythmic AC, 106.3, The Groove, KTGV, and Conservative Talk, 1030, The Voice, KVOI, Cortero in the market. KZLZ LLC retains 104.9 KWCX and 103.3 Translator Tucson in the market. So a sale there as well.
Yeah, interestingly, that's kind of interesting that they didn't have any Spanish anything in Spanish until, except for Urbana. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is so not like Bustis. Like,
no, it is not. Not at all.
Bustis Media, right? Like, you think like Spanish. Right. Bustos, I believe it's pronounced.
Yes.
My computers have always said Bustos.
Right.
So how did you figure out that it's Bustos?
Go to when we get off the air, go to format change and go to, I believe it's Aberdeen. I can't remember if it's in the Seattle area or if there's an Aberdeen section, but go there and listen to KDDS or KAYO Becoming La Grande 99.3.
Okay. I will definitely be sure to do that then.
Yes.
Okay. Aberdeen or Seattle. Okay. All right. I will check on that. Okay. So we are going to go now to, let's see, where are we going to go? Here we're going to go to Connecticut, Danbury, Connecticut. 2 years after flipping classic hits B94.5 translator WDAQHD4 to classic rock 94.5, The Hawk. It has returned to its previous format. Retaining its Hawk branding, the station is now positioning as Danbury's Classic Hits. The station registered a 0.6 share in the ratings. When it launched, Berkshire Hot AC 98Q, WDAQ, led the Danbury market, but it's since fallen behind Town Square's I-95, WRKI, which led the market with a 9.2. Connoisseur Media's WPLR, licensed to New Haven, added an additional 2.3 share to the format. So back to classic hits. I would assume with a name like The Hawk, it's a rock-leaning classic hits.
Yes.
But I have not yet heard it.
I have not either, but does not sound like a major, major shift here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Definitely not a major shift. But, okay, so, I mean, I don't have much to say about that.
Okay.
And I don't know if you do either.
No, not really.
Okay, so I mean, I think this might be a better move. Look, I know Berkshire, the guy, I forget his name now, the guy who runs Berkshire, I know he's always wanted to take down I-95. And he's used 103.7 and this 94.5 to do it. But I think classic hits, I mean, there is no classic hit station in Danbury, and other than this one. And I think this was a wise move for him to go back to classic hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if he wants to take down I-95, then try and get a signal that's equal to them. Not with these translators.
Right. I concur with that. I wholeheartedly concur with that. But we're going to talk now about another 94.5 translator in Tulsa. Stevens Media Group has returned Christian CHR to a 94.5 translator, KTSOHD2. The translator had been KXOJ2 as a secondary brand to Christian AC 94.1 KXOJ. Until assuming the 80s hits Totally Awesome 80s that had been on 100.9 KTSO until October 2020. The KXOJ2 brand had remained as a streaming product until late February, when it was brought back to 94.5 as now 94.5. And there's some Facebook junk here. Have you noticed something different? KXOJ has become now 92.5. Tune in live in Tulsa at 94.5 FM and with HD radio at 100.9 HD2, or get the new Now app is what it says. And I took a listen to this thing. Now, this is a true Christian CHR. It's not like these ridiculous boost stations. Hits okay. Hip hop. This plays the spectrum.
Oh, wow.
Of Christian CHR. I love it.
Okay.
I love it, love it, love it. Wish I could listen on the A-Lady.
Okay, cool. Currently I'll have cannot. To take a listen to this.
Yes, yes, you will. I mean, even the imaging sounds CHR.
Cool.
So I'm pretty happy about this. A new development. So very, very good, guys.
Yeah.
Very good there. Yeah, yeah. Bring it to Rochester. No, they're not going to do that. But there you go. All right. So we are now going to talk about the FCC at this point, and we're going to go to Knoxville, Tennessee. The FCC is opening a proceeding as to whether the license of Amen Radio Age LLC's Hip Hop and R&B Jammin 99.7 1040 WJBE should be revoked following a felony conviction of sole owner Joseph Armstrong. Armstrong was convicted on August 8, 2016 on one felony count of fraud and false statements for filing a false federal income tax return. Armstrong, a member of Tennessee's House of Representatives from 1988 until just after his conviction, had purchased cigarette tax stamps in 2007. And sold them at a profit of approximately $330,000 following the legislature's increase in the state cigarette tax, but did not include the profit on his federal individual income tax return. He was sentenced to 3 years probation, 6 months house arrest, 300 hours of community service, pay $99,943,000 in restitution, and a $40,000 fine. The FCC states that Arm and Rage was required to report the conviction as an adverse finding by April 1st, 2017, but did not do so until April 14th. It also submitted the same document on its 2020 license renewal to explain its answer of no to the question of whether there had been adverse findings bearing on the character qualifications of A&R and its principal. The agency also states that it responded no to whether it had timely updated its biannual ownership reports and programs lists as required. In sending the station to a renewal hearing, the FCC states, the felony of which Armstrong was convicted, fraud and false statements, is centered upon criminally dishonest conduct. Armstrong directed that dishonesty at a federal agency by making false statements on a federal tax form. His omission of material financial information, a large profit, resulted in substantial inaccuracy of information that he was federally required to report. Total income on a tax form, which is based. In light of Armstrong's past willingness to conceal information from another federal agency in violation of the law, we are unable to conclude on the record before us that Armstrong's criminal convictions are not disqualifying. In addition, A&R's late reporting of Armstrong's conviction to the commission, along with its self-reported and purportedly inadvertent failure to file ownership reports and to upload issues program lists between 2018 and 2020, when considered along with the felony, heighten our concern as to whether we can rely upon A&R to profile complete and accurate information to the commission. because Armstrong's because of Armstrong's conviction separately and together with A&R's admitted rule violations, raises questions under the commission's character qualifications policy statement. We designate for hearing appropriate issues as to whether Armstrong and by extension A&R possess the character qualifications to remain a commission licensee and whether the commission should revoke the license for WJBE AM. Here's what I don't understand. All right. I get the whole idea of like character qualifications. I mean, those things are set in federal law. But let's just say a character, someone does not hold the character of holding a license. I can see why taking that license away from them would be a benefit. But how does revoking the license, like actually turning the station off, benefit the community? Okay, this guy can't hold the license, so nobody's going to have the license. We're just going to turn it off. How does that benefit the mass population in general?
That's a good point. We also saw something similar, I think, with, what was that, 93.3 in Virginia, was it?
Yes. And there's a 93.7 right now in Pennsylvania up for the same kind of treatment.
Right.
I don't get it. Okay. Say, if it's that bad, force the licensee to sell.
Yes.
And you, FCC, get all of the money.
Right.
But don't make the entire community suffer because of one bad guy's actions.
One, two, I feel like if the one that I'm thinking of, I can't remember where it was. I want to say it was Virginia, but it could be this 93.7 in Pennsylvania that you're thinking of. They had a sale arrangement in place.
Yes, they did. Okay, so yeah, I think you're thinking of 93.7. Yeah, that's still licensed. It's still on the air. I think the only reason that sale arrangement was rejected is because the plan was that the guy was going to sell it to his daughter.
Okay.
And which could mean that he would still have de facto, like, not direct control, but he could have some kind of de facto control.
Okay. So, yeah, that could be. I definitely agree with that, especially if you are not, especially if you, especially if you're not going to, because I think you've told me that the FCC is not holding AM auctions anymore.
Right, right.
And so, yes, I definitely think this should be a forced sale rather than a revocation of the license.
I completely agree. Yes. Now I know back when we had the SamNet radio chats, you know, most of the people were from Knoxville who were in that chat, and WJBE was one of those stations that came up frequently. This has always been a troubled station, and now it's finding some stability serving the African-American audience with a urban format, and I think it would be a shame for this license to be taken away.
Mm-hmm. Although the African-American format, I don't think is going to go without, because you do have that lit 97.1.
Right, you do. Yes, you do. But
I mean, in principle, I think I completely agree with you.
Right, exactly. So we are now going to go to Maine and a rebranding here. The Mixed Main Media has rebranded Classic Country Cruisin' Country 93.5 WCTB as True Country 93.5. No other programming changes accompany the rebranding. WCTB had retained the Cruisin' brand when it flipped from oldies to classic country in December 2018. The station features longtime Augusta morning host Randy McCoy in mornings. This is the second change this month after flipping oldies Legacy 1160 WSKW to sports last week. Yeah, I remember that. All right, True Country Crew. I liked Cruisin' Country as a brand name. Now they got a, all right. True Country is definitely more generic, I feel.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, it's not, I'd take True Country over, say, The Bull.
Yeah. I would too. I would too. but there, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's all I really have to say about that.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So we've got several big sales that came through this week. And I feel like some of these things just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And this one is one of them. We're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, as Odyssey has acquired, will acquire the intellectual property, I think eventually the station, the intellectual property of hip hop WAMO, or WAMO, as they say it, 107.3, 660 WAMO, 107.3 translator from Mart's Communications Group, while operating the stations via LMA starting Monday, April 4. Odyssey had previously begun operating Mart's 100.1 translator via LMA in October 2020 to rebroadcast News Talk 1020 KDKA. At that time, Waymo's hip hop format had moved from 100.1 to 107.3. The WAMO brand has much heritage in Pittsburgh, first on 860 and 105.9, and then 106.7 from 1956 until their 2010 sale to Catholic operator St. Joseph's Missions. Martz would resurrect the call letters and format the following year on 660, and then adding the translators. WAMO will join an Odyssey Pittsburgh cluster that includes KDKA Sports, 93.7 The Fan, KDKA FM, Hot AC, 100.7 Star, WBZZ, and Country Y 108, 107.9 WDSY. Well, Tim Martz is 77 years old. We saw him sell two of those big stations in upstate New York earlier on. And now we're seeing him sell Pittsburgh. I believe Martz will be completely out of radio by the end of 2022.
Okay, what does he have left to sell?
He only has 99.3 and 1470 in Potsdam, New York, left to sell.
Okay. Who's running that 104.7 in Detroit?
That is no longer a thing.
Oh, that's right. That didn't come back after it was shut down. Okay.
So 104.7 and 94.3 in Detroit were both run by Martz. They are both gone. They've been gone for a while.
Okay, yeah, I had thought for some reason that 104.7 came back for a little while out, because the FCC did order it off the air for a little while, and I thought it had come back.
It had come back for testing purposes. Those tests proved to fail, and Martz finally said blanket, and he not only turned off, surrendered 104.7, but 94.3 as well.
Okay. So that's what happened. So yeah, okay. Okay, so then, yeah, you might be right. I don't imagine you have any speculation as to who might buy the Potsdam station.
No, because I mean they're not great signals. They don't have the powerful signals of 94.7 or 96.5. They are Potsdam area signals. That's it. They were 99.3 Class A, 1470. Not a graveyard, but that is a regional channel. Those are local Potsdam only signals that Martz bought from a local company. So no, I don't have speculation as to who would buy them.
Okay.
I don't. As far as Wemo, they are in good hands. I believe Odyssey will keep the ship as is.
Yeah, Odyssey doesn't seem to mess with Heritage brands that much.
No, they don't. They don't. And I think, as I said, I think they are in good hands.
Yes.
All right. So we are moving now to North Carolina and an interesting non-com story. Craven County SPCA has signed on Hot AC Sunny 88.1 WIID Rodden, North Carolina. Positions as Rodden's best variety, the 100-watt, 27-meter non-commercial station serves part of North Carolina's Outer Banks. Co-owner Kyle J. Slater, Craterville, serves as operations manager and midday host. Craterville previously worked at CHR Beach 101.7, WBEA South Hold, New York, and CHR Bob 93.3. WERO and Hot AC V103.3 WMGV in the New Vern Kinston Jackson market. Fellow co-owner Jeff Schecks serves as afternoon host. Lexi hosts nights. So a new Hot AC, or I should say CHR current heavy non-com.
Yes, interesting. Definitely not something you see every day.
No. But I did take a listen to it. And, oh, yeah, it's current heavy.
Yes, that's what you were telling me off the air.
Yes, yes. Interesting name, Sunny, for a current heavy station.
Yeah, you don't usually see that.
No, you don't. But I definitely interested. Yeah. This probably will not be a regular listen for me. But I like what they're doing here.
Okay.
I like what they're doing here. So there you go with that. All right. So we're going to stay in the Carolinas for this next story as Odyssey Sports ESPN Upstate 1330 WYRD 97.7 translator, WFBC HD3, and 90. These are going by so fast. And WERD 950, 97.1 Spartanburg has dropped its affiliation with ESPN Radio and relaunched as The Fan Upstate. The station will now air network programming from CBS Sports Radio and Odyssey's BetQL network. The DA show with Damon Amendola will be heard from 6 to 9 a.m. The local Rob Brown show moves to 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. from 12 to 3 p.m. Jim Rome from 12 to 3 p.m. The local Offsides with Mark Ryan remains from 3 to 7. BetQL's BetGM Tonight will air in evenings. The Fan will also continue to carry Furman University football and basketball and Burns High School football. Well, you know, this is kind of the standard formula.
Yeah, seems to be Odyssey's new standard formula. Sure. Yeah.
And so we expect, you know, we expect more of this.
Yes.
There we go. Cats, you always have a tendency to do this when I'm
on. Let me guess, your cat turned the radio on.
It did a little
bit. Yeah, so this is definitely going to be, like I said, I'm still surprised BetQL has not come to Portland in some form. I don't know what the holdup is there.
unless ESPN is, I don't know, unless they're doing really, really well, and I doubt that.
So, I would think that they would keep 1080 ESPN and then do a mix of CBS and BetQL on 910.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why they are waiting so long to do that.
I don't know. But, you know, wait, yeah, we'll, if it ever does happen, I'm sure you'll be all over it.
Yes.
So, we'll know. We will know.
Yes, we
will. So, a startling and sad development here from the San Jose area of California affecting San Francisco. Educational Media Foundation is acquiring 95.3 KRCY. Los Gatos, San Jose, California, from Empire Broadcasting. The sale filing, according to Radio Insight, attempts to obscure the purchase price, which is $3,138,000, with some prorations and adjustments to be made. The sale will close on whichever comes later, either June 1st or 10 business days after FCC approval. The seller will retain the KRTY intellectual property. For what reason? KRTY will join EMF's South Bay holdings that include K-Love on 97.7 KJLV, while Air One is heard on Venture Technologies 87.7 KBKF-LD and KJLV HD2. In the February ratings, they are released earlier this week, KRTY set a station record with a 7.5 share in the San Jose market, while rising to a 1.8 share in San Francisco. KRTY is currently the only country outlet in the Bay Area. This is sad. And the question, one, why is Empire retaining the intellectual property? He's got nothing left.
Right.
The other question is, of course, will anyone pick up Country? And my suspicion is yes, but if they do, it will be San Francisco based and geared towards San Francisco. So shall we take this one piece at a time? Why the intellectual property? I don't know.
Yeah, that is a little strange because they sold that 1590, didn't they?
They sold it.
Okay.
They sold it. It's now Punjabi.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the only thing that they would have left because they've sold. The only other things that I know of that they had were those three in Albany.
Different Empire.
Oh, different company? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Named very similarly.
Yes, yes.
And both are gone now.
Right.
Or will right. be gone. And
will be gone. Yes. June. Yes. So, I don't know there. Now, as for Where was I going with this? As for who will pick it up, I still suspect Odyssey will pick up the format, but they won't pick it up in San Jose. I don't even think they own anything in San Jose to begin with, other than Nutty at Five.
Right.
But I suspect say goodbye to Q102. And okay. hello to 102.1 The Wolf.
Okay. You might be right about that, but I don't know. That I still am not sure that's going. I mean, maybe KRTY going away is going to be enough of a shift to get that away, to make them pick up a full market country station. But they've tried country before and it didn't work. So
right.
I don't know.
I don't know. Still the same. I plan on recording Q102.
Yeah, I would record both of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why would you just record Q102 and not
95.3? I don't know. I've heard good things about their presentation. To be honest, I've never listened to KRTY. I am not the biggest fan of modern country. If I am going to listen to it, it needs to have a very unique brand and presentation, which is why I like Froggy and Big Frog and Bigfoot.
Okay.
Because yeah, I have to sit through a lot of crap.
Right.
I like hearing the Bigfoot stomping around. It gives me a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to ask you quick, like on the air. Which I know it's an off-air thing, but I wanted to ask you a quick, like on the air. Did you ever get the chance to ask Bill W. that question?
Oh, about 105.7,
107.3? No.
I did not.
Yeah, I want to know what he thinks of Seven Mountains' iteration of his brand.
I will have to ask him about that. Why don't you, when I remind you about the 10 spot air check, why don't you reply to that reminding me about
yes, asking about that? Absolutely. Okay, yes, absolutely. But yeah, I think other than that, I mean, I feel like I don't know what else, you know, as far as a country in the Bay, like, I don't know who else would be in a position to pick it up.
I don't either.
The only other thing I could see happen, well, no, because that's, I don't know. I know Bonneville owns some things in that market, but I think what they own does too well.
Right. And I don't think any of those stations target San Francisco or San Jose directly. I think
any company that's gonna I don't think any company will do it targeting San Jose.
Okay.
I think if the Bay Area is going to lose its country station, San Francisco Bay, I think it's going to be San Francisco based. I think the biggest concern is, oh my God, what are we going to do about the people in San Francisco who now have nothing? So I could be completely wrong, but that's what I think is going to happen.
Right. I mean, okay, it's kind of a logical conclusion, but okay, you guys have tried. San Francisco has had at least two, if not three, country stations over the last 20 years, and none of them have lasted.
None of them have lasted. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know why they would. I feel like that would be kind of a dumb move, although
yeah,
there really yeah. isn't anything else in that market to do. Unless Cumulus wants to reconsider their not purchasing their that 92.3 in that market or wants to try and make another attempt at reacquiring that.
Right, right. Cumulus, though, hasn't bought a thing in a couple of years.
No, they have not.
So, I think they're pretty much cash dry at the moment. So, speaking of big deals.
Yes, this is the one that I've been wanting to get to.
Yes, so Bob, get out your handkerchief.
Why?
Why? Because as I said off the air, I think you really liked this company. And
as I said off the air, no, I don't. I just find them annoying. I just listen to them a lot lately because none of their stations streamed until a few years ago. And
right. Yeah. But no, I could. Oh God, no. This is a company. This is a company I could do without.
Okay.
Frankly, I am glad they are going away. So there's a company here, a small company, getting out of radio.
Yes.
So here we go. Town Square has announced it will acquire Cherry Creek Media for $18.75 million. The deal will add 35 stations in 9 markets, bringing Town Square to 356 stations in 74 markets. As part of the acquisition, Town Square will divest 6 stations to Anderson Broadcasting and 2 nonprofits, Legacy Broadcasting and Missoula Community Radio. They will also place 2 stations in the Tri-Cities of Kennewick, Pasco, Richland, Washington into a trust. And we'll get to that in a minute. Town Square will enter Sierra Vista, Arizona, Montrose, Colorado, Butte and Great Falls, Montana, Williston, North Dakota, St. George, Cedar City, Utah, and Wenatchee, Washington. In the deal, Town Square will acquire, in Sierra Vista, its country, 92.3 KWCD, Hot AC, K101. 100.9 KZMK and Classic Rock Thunder 98.1 1420 KWAN. Ooh, I gotta hear that one before it goes away. Montrose, Colorado Country 94 Kicks KKXK CHR 103.7 The River KSNN and Oldies KUBC Gold 580, 104.5 KUBC. Butte, Montana. Country, 92.5 KAAR. Classic Rock, 95.5 KRBR. Variety Hits, 107.7 Dave FM. KMTZ and Conservative Talk. 1370, 94.7, KXTL. Great Falls, Montana. Classic Hits. Cool, 92.9, KLFL. Country, 94.5, Max Country. KMONFM. AC, 97.9, The River, KVVR, CHR, K99, 98.9, KAAK, Classic Country, 560, KMON, Alternative, 107.5, The Peak, KMON, HD2, Sports, 99.9 Big Sky Sports, KMON HD3, and Variety Hits, Big Stack, 103.9, KMON HD4. Another one I got to check out. Williston, North Dakota, CHR, Power 95.1, KTHC Country, Dakota Country, Z96.1, KYYZFM, and News Talk, 660 KYEYZ. St. George, Cedar City, CHR, B92.1, KXBN, AC, Star 98, KREC, Variety Hits, 101.9, 99.1, Dave FM, KXFF, Country, New Country, 107.3, 94.9, KIYK, KCIN, News Talk, 890, 92.5, KDXU, and 590, 107.7, KSUB, and Sports, 97.7, ESPN, 1210, KHKR. Wenatchee, Washington, CHR, 96.7, 103.9, KW3, KWWW. Country, Kissin, 97.7, KYSN, Hot AC, 99.5, The Bridge, KQBG, Classic Rock, The Quake, 102.1, KPQFM, News Talk, 560,
KPQ,
KPQ, 101.7, KPQ, and 1340, The Hawk, it's a sports station, KYSP, and Conservative Talk, Talk 106.7, 1370, KKWN on a translator. Now, in Missoula, where six stations will be divested, Cherry Creek owns Country, 93.3 Eagle Country, KGGL, AC, Max 98.7, 96.9, KHKM, Classic Rock, Z100, KZOQ, CHR, now 106.7, KXDR, and Sports, Grizz Sports, 1450, 92.7. KGRZ. Town Square already owns Country, 94.9, Kiss, Rock, 96.3, The Blaze, KBAZ, Alternative, Alt, 101.5, KMMM, CHR, 107.5, Zoo FM, KENR, Conservative Talk, 930, 99.7, KMPT, News Talk, 1290, 98.3, KGVO, and News Talk, 1240, KLYQ. In the Tri-Cities, where two stations will be divested, Cherry Creek owns Regional Mexican, La Supa, 92.5, KZHR, Mix, 105.3, Kona FM, News Talk, 610, Kona, and the Pacific Northwest Ag Network. Town Square owns 97 Rock, 97.1, KXRX, CHR, 97.5, Kiss FM, KOLW, Hot AC, 98.3, The Key, and Country, 102.7, KORD, and News Talk, 870, 98.7, KFLD. Now, as far as the spinoffs, here's how this is going to go. Anderson Radio Broadcast in Missoula, Anderson Radio Broadcasting will acquire the licenses of CHR, now 106.7, KXDR, and Sports 1340 from Cherry Creek, and CHR 107.5 Zoo FM, KENR, and News Talk 1240, KLYQ Hamilton from Town Square. Anderson will add those stations to 99.3 The River. Legacy Broadcasting will acquire the license of AC Max 98.7 KHKM from Cherry Creek. Missoula Community Radio, which operates LPFM 105.5 KFGMLP, will acquire Alternative Alt 101.5 KAMM from Town Square. The LPFM will need to be divested. Following the consummation of the deal, Townsquare will retain the licenses of Country 93.3 Eagle Country, KGGL, Country 94.9 Kiss FM, Missoula, 96.3 The Blaze, Classic Rock, Z100, 930, 99.7 KMPT, News Talk, 1290 KGVO, Sports, Grizz Sports, 1450, in that market, and KHKM Simulcaster, 96.9 Translator. In Kennewick, Wichrind, Cherry Creek Regional Mexican, La Supa, 92.5 KZHR, and Townsquare CHR, 97.5 Kiss FM, KOLW, will be placed in a trust. The company will retain 97 Rock, 98.3 The Key, 102.7 Chord FM, AC, Mix 105.3, News Talk 600, Kona, News Talk 870, KFLD, Someone's Gonna Flip, and the Pacific Northwest Network. All right, Bob. All I can say is I'm glad to see Cherry Creek go. As far as CHRs in Missoula, those are going to go. The News Talk, someone's going to consolidate there in Kennewick, Patsco, Richland. There you go. It's all yours.
Okay. So wanted to focus here on Missoula. Because that is the biggest change in this deal is going to be in Missoula.
Absolutely.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Zoo FM is going to move to 93.3. I think we might see a format swap there. You might see Eagle Country 107.5. And Zoo FM moving to 93.3. And then I also think that the alternative format might be moving. One of those stations might be upgrading to HD. I can't tell you which one that would be, but the alternative format, I've got a feeling, is going to be moving to that 96.9 translator.
Okay, and that's very plausible. Yes.
Which, as I was telling you off air, and that this is what I was trying to tell you before your computer decided to kick you out of Zoom, that is going to be a major loss to Legacy, because the 98.7 signal does not cover the core of the Missoula market very well. That is licensed to Hamilton and does not transmit from the Missoula Tower Farm. So Legacy is going to have a hard time with that.
Probably. Yes.
Other than that, I don't see a lot of changes here. You might see some consolidation with the talk stations. I'm not sure how those are laid out at the moment.
I think so, especially in Kennewick, Pasco, Richland.
I don't know how much syndicated talk each of those carry, but you might see a local on one and a syndicated talk on the other.
I
definitely had a feeling when I saw this that 92.5 was going to be spun off. Either that or one of the other signals would have been spun off, but 92.5 would stay with Townsquare but change formats. Because outside of Texas, Townsquare doesn't do anything in Spanish.
Right.
I had a feeling. Now, here's what I was kind of alluding to in our top story this week. Another player we might need to keep in mind here is Alexandra Communications. Now, they used to own that 100.1, which we mentioned at the top of the show. They also used to own 104.5 in Spokane. They have sold those. I wonder if we are all, because they still own Classic Country 101.9 Hank FM in that market. That I think is the only thing they have left. I wonder if someone is going to, I wonder if we're going to see that station acquired in addition to whoever acquires these two that need to be spun off.
I wonder that. Yes. Another one, like, okay, so, I mean, some of these spinoffs, especially in Missoula, surprised me. But the one I was really surprised about was 97.5 KISS FM in Kennewick, Pasco, Richland. Do you think that format is going to move?
No.
No.
Why not? I think whoever buys 97.5 is going to keep that CHR.
Okay.
I think we're going to see that stay in place. I don't know actually what Town Square's doing in that market, whether they're running the Pop Crush, because they, of course, they have both versions of Pop Crush Nights for Hot AC and CHR. I don't know whether both of those are running in that market. But right. That, I think that would be, but yeah, I don't think, especially if 97.5 is not running Pop Crush. I definitely.
Oh no, they are. 97.5, because 97.5, before that became KISS, that was one of the Pop Crush. That was actually a station branded as Pop Crush, if I remember right.
No, it wasn't.
No, okay.
That was Hot 97.5.
Okay.
Yeah, the Pop Crush stations were Albany and somewhere in Oklahoma, I think.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was... Okay. All right.
That was Billings. You're thinking of Billings, which is 97.1.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but I think someone, whoever runs that, whoever buys that is going to keep that CHR.
Yeah, and again, yeah, you could probably be right about that, depending on who buys it.
Yeah. Now I can't think of who. Do you have any speculation of who the buyer might be?
No. But to be fair, I don't really know that market well.
Yeah, there really isn't anyone who can buy in that market. The other big player in that market is Stevens.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so they really can't buy. I think my thought may be Lotus, but Lotus doesn't operate in markets below 100, I don't think.
No, they do not.
So yeah, this would be too small of a market for Lotus to get into. I can't think of anyone. I can't really think of anyone that would do that. Ooh, and that's our timer.
And we are out of time. Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking more about this and other things next week.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Until next time, video didn't kill the radio star. He's trying to figure out Zoom.
Wait, he should have figured it out a year and a half ago, or like 2 years ago. We've been in this for 2 years already.
Yeah, but it crashed on him, remember?
That's true. But... Okay.
All right,
we'll see you next week, everybody.
Independently owned and operated by Serena Alexia Kyle, CTS Productions. clearing the static to bring you great radio.